Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yep. You got Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock next Wednesday.
Holy crap. Thank you so much, Kevin.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, people are dumb. What's up with Florida? A San Francisco man robbing the same place over 27 times. Birds, I've hated birds. Birds are the worst. And I know a lot of people love them, but I hate them because they poop on us. But they picked the right target this time, so I'm pro-bird, and I'll tell you about that. And why are baseball fan guys taking off their shirts and swinging them overhead? Why is that becoming a thing? That is odd to me. The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got an extra pair of tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
The guy is drunk.
An early morning bust on a quiet street in West Hills leads to an arrest and the discovery of an alleged drug den.
Another situation where hazmat crews were on the streets of Los Angeles. What is going on? Details coming up on K-Rock. I think this was the first song that Emily was the lead singer for Linkin Park, Emptiness Machine. Death Cab for Cutie, In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock. Your chance to win in less than 20 minutes. Trying to work on brevity. There's another hazmat crew in a neighborhood in Los Angeles, this time in West Hills.
An early morning bust on a quiet street in West Hills leads to an arrest and the discovery of an alleged drug den.
This is another story in Southern California with hazmat crews responding.
DEA agents and SWAT teams stormed the home early this morning and quickly declared it unsafe, filled with hazardous materials.
It's a dangerous place, so we sent our reporter there.
Carlos Saucedo is live in West Hills with the latest on that bust and the danger to the community. Carlos.
Our reporter is now going to tell you the danger to the public.
There's no threat to the public.
Or not.
But the home has since been red tagged. And tonight, the homeowner is accused of operating a secret drug lab within.
An early morning drug bust sent federal officers walking information through this West Hills neighborhood, waking up neighbors around 4 a.m.
So it's 4 a.m. in West Hills. And they're using a loudspeaker to get the guy to come out of the house. Not exactly how you want to wake up on a Thursday.
Over a loudspeaker, I think it said something, people at this address come out.
This alarmed resident in the 24,000 block of Welby Way did not want to show his face on camera.
I kind of feel like no one wants to show their face anymore.
But was surprised by the show of force, which included an armored vehicle.
A freaking armored vehicle rolling down your street in front of your house. That's wild.
Everyone was wearing DA agent uniforms, some police, people in hazmat suits.
That's the freaky thing for me. This just happened in Orange County on a random street. People in hazmat suits scare me.
And they're like just pulling stuff out from the inside.
Neighbors say the homeowner was taken into federal custody as Drug Enforcement Administration agents seized countless items after raiding the home, some seen wearing hazmat suits.
And just in case there's any confusion, they red tagged it.
A red sign posted on the door reads, a clandestine laboratory for the manufacture of illegal drugs and or hazardous chemicals was seized.
Here's a man on the street interview with some actual information.
My neighbor said they overheard the agents talking about fentanyl. That they were possibly making fentanyl inside, selling it.
Authorities would not confirm any details regarding the raid, but people who live on the street describe it as a quiet, peaceful neighborhood.
The second man on the street interview, better than the first.
We used to live in downtown LA, and we moved out here because we wanted to be in a good neighborhood.
And then a guy walked by and shouted,
does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
I've been thinking I need to watch Stranger Things again. That was so good. It's Kevin Ryder at K-Rock. We got another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. It's next Wednesday. And your chance to win is coming up right after Foo Fighters on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie, you win.
awesome. That's amazing.
You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. When I was a kid, my parents taught me that nobody was better than anyone else. No race is above any other race. And to think that is the height of stupidity. And to me, I know a lot of people love the royal family, but to me, the biggest offender is the royal family. Because Charles is king just because he has royal blood? No, that's dumb. And the birds agree with me. King Charles was in Northern Ireland.
Well, it's been pints, popcorn and poop aplenty for the king and queen as they kicked off day two of their visit to Northern Ireland.
I'm sorry, I thought you said pints, popcorn, and then I think the third one was poop.
Live now to our correspondent Ben Downey in London. Ben, good morning. The king had quite an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction while out and about.
Do you consider a bird pooping on your jacket a wardrobe malfunction?
You know, Tash, the king meets so many people on his travels, but among all of them, this particular local, well, they certainly left a mark.
See, because he's meeting a lot of people, but this one left a mark. Because it pooped on him.
The king had just finished meeting some workers in Northern Ireland when a seagull left a souvenir on the back of His Majesty's jacket.
I am no fan of birds because the world I live in is their toilet. And this is a good example of it. However, I also don't like the royal family, so in this case, I think I'm pro-bird.
Undeterred by the bird, though, Charles didn't insist on it being wiped off. Instead, he continued meeting people.
Some people are saying hero.
Locals, well, they certainly saw the funny side, joking that it's supposed to be good luck.
Wait, I've never heard that. A bird pooping on you is supposed to be good luck? I looked this fact up, and it comes from Russia. Originally, they say, what are the odds that you're going to get hit by bird poop? The odds are pretty long, so if you get hit by bird poop, something good is going to happen to you. Doesn't make sense to me.
And while His Majesty could be heard calling them miserable seagulls and being relieved it didn't land on his head.
Can you imagine if King Charles was out shaking hands and a bird shit on his head? Best day ever.
Speaking of, how about the head on this pint of Guinness?
Worst transition ever. At least go to a prostitute.
We have a brand new song for you today at the 420 Catch of the Day. It's our new music feature on the world famous K-Rock.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions. To have a lawyer present. Hey! Well, I'm running. White nail, blue shirt.
This story ends hilariously, and it's What's Up with Florida. It's coming up next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
There's a man in Florida surrounded by police being arrested. They haven't put his cuffs on yet, but they're reading him his rights.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions. To have a lawyer present. Hey!
Dude takes off like a jackrabbit.
Now I'm running. White nail, blue shirt, white shorts, southbound on the peninsula.
So the guy's making a run for it from the cops, and he sees a lake. And in his mind, he thinks, I can get away if I jump in a lake. So the cops that were right behind him see him jump in this lake. Which, by the way, it's not like a great lake. It's like more of a pond. There's really nowhere for him to go. And the cops are just sitting there waiting him out until he comes up for air.
Northeast corner.
He's in the northeast corner of the lake, and they're watching him, holding his breath.
They got him contact.
He's not even swimming away. He's just underneath the water, holding his breath in one place.
Directly in front of all the deputies on land.
They all have him completely surrounded. They're just waiting for him to run out of the air and come up. So eventually he runs out of breath and comes up and surfaces and sees that he's got, I don't know, 15 cops in front of him. So he starts to climb up the bank of the lake. It's a little muddy and he's having problems.
He's mildly cooperating.
All right, he's trying to make his way back up. We got two divers trying to help him out.
So now the police are having to rescue him and help him get out of the lake.
Deputies are 10-5 detaining them. All right, 10-4. We're going to go back to checking that.
I love Florida. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to a private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock It is next Wednesday, and your chance to win is less than 10 minutes away. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joey.
Hey, Joey, you're caller 20. You win the tickets.
Let's go!
Private show with Death Cab for Cutie and the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock next Wednesday.
Sounds great.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. It's kind of a strange song. I love strange songs, so I picked it for that reason. That's coming up. First, three things at four.
At the In-N-Out Burger Soundspace at K-Rock. This update is brought to you by Tim and Subaru in Long Beach.
Mike Simpson here from KNX News.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is kind of a weird one. It's no FX, and it's called 40 Years of Effing Up. It's one of two goodbye songs from the group. It's a soundtrack to their 2026 documentary of the same name. And the other song that they're saying goodbye with is We Did It Our Way. This is 40 Years of Effing Up. It is NoFX saying goodbye for their documentary. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. The documentary is called 40 Years of Effing Up. That's also the name of the song. It's NoFX. And it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We're going to give you a topic and a minute to call in with your stories. The best story will win a pair of tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock. Tell you all about that right after Foo Fighters on K-Rock. Have you ever screwed up at work? That is the topic. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Australian drone show fails as nearly 90 drones fall into the water. This is a drone show that everybody was there at Darling Harbour in Sydney on Monday night to watch the drone show. And according to news reports, the operator, whose nickname is Sky Magic, 89 drones landed in the water due to some type of unforeseen change in the radio frequency. So basically, they were all doing patterns, and then like 90 of them built up a group, and then they just dive bombed the water. A spectacular failure while everybody was watching. Sky Magic said there was a change in the radio frequency. But who knows what really happened? I mean, we all screw up at work. We've done this topic before. It's always funny. It was 4th of July. One year, I was working at a small radio station, and they said 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is our time. You have to hit 8 o'clock exactly, not 8:01. It needs to be 8 o'clock. We're going to start the fireworks with the music right at 8. So don't be late. And I was like, all right, I get it. I understand. So I back-timed it for like 20 minutes, and I was sure that I was going to hit it right at 8 o'clock. I was really proud of that, and I thought I'd be creative. And because it was 4th of July, I pulled Neil Diamond's They're Coming to America. And I played that song, and it ended right at 8 o'clock. And as soon as 8 o'clock hit, I played the pre-recorded program, which started with Neil Diamond's They're Coming to America. So I played the first song that was supposed to be with the fireworks about 4.5 minutes beforehand. And they let off all the fireworks. The owner of the station called, "What are you doing, you stupid idiot?" I was like, how am I supposed to know what the first song is? But it completely ruined their timing with the fireworks. So you screwed up at work is the topic. The bigger, the better. Let's be honest. The more it costs your company, the better these stories are. So the number is 800-520-1067. You screwed up at work is the topic. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on you screwed up at work. That is the topic. 800-520-1067. It's the world famous K-Rock, a social D. K-Rock, hello, who's this? Hey, Austin, you're caller 20. You win.
Nice, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space next Wednesday here at K-Rock.
Alrighty, Kevin. I appreciate you, man.
Talking about you screwed up at work. You have a story like that?
Yeah, so I accidentally took my birth control in the morning on an empty stomach.
Right.
And out of nowhere after lunch, I had to the feeling of throwing up, and I went to the trash can and started throwing up, like, a lot, like, projectile.
The human body is capable of so much throw up. It's fascinating.
And then I was like, call somebody. It was a high school class.
Wait, you were the teacher of the high school class?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that isn't great.
So it was so embarrassing. And I was like, please call the office. And I thought that they were just going to let me go. But then they ended up evacuating the whole class.
What?
Yeah, they were evacuating.
So instead of sending help, they had all the kids run out of the classroom so that you could be by yourself and throw up.
Yeah. And then after I was done, I was like, well, you know, what do I do now? And they were like, you can go home. But they literally were just in the hallway. I was like, it's not. They were probably going to wait for the janitor to come and take it out.
Oh, my God. All the kids were in the hallway waiting for you to finish yakking.
Yeah, they saw me, too.
That is not ideal. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I sent over $500,000 to the wrong IRS account for a client.
Oh, my God. $500,000.
Yes. It was a big mistake.
Were you able to get it back?
After months and months of calls and IRS threats to the client, we got it sorted out.
Oh, so you didn't send it to the IRS. You sent it to someone else.
Well, I sent it to the IRS. It's just they have two accounts. So it went to their, like, trust instead of their personal one. And it was this whole ordeal because they didn't have the money anymore to, like, repay it. And I couldn't move it.
But the IRS is notoriously fast with situations like that.
With the whole thing.
K-Rock, hello.
I used to work for this company. We'll call them Company A.
Okay.
I was working with a partner company. Let's call them Company B. And they were responsible for, let's say, like, $2 to $3 million. Our annual revenue, but they were the most difficult company to work with ever. And so we had an email thread internally that was literally just called, like, on Company B.
Oh, no.
And it was just met internally. My CEO asked me to forward it to him because he was trying to understand, like, oh, what's been going on with these guys. I forwarded it to the CEO of Company B.
Oh, no.
With the subject line, forward these guys, LMAO. I didn't realize it for like 45 minutes. Found out because the CEO replied to me with just a period in response. Immediately called my manager. I was like, I don't know what to do, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, by noon that afternoon, you know, a couple hours later, Company B had sent a formal termination letter to my company.
You lost your company between $2 and $3 million. Wow.
<Yeah.
laughs> How fast were you fired?
You know, believe it or not, that was a medium. I know. Believe it or not, it was a medium-sized account. And I was responsible for pulling in, like, let's say 5 to 10 other medium-sized accounts.
All right.
I was given a pretty heavy slap on the wrist.
I will bet. All right, 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You screwed up at work. For the best call, you get Death Cab for Cutie tickets at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock next Wednesday. We are taking your calls on screwing up at work. We've all done it. You've done it. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. Best call, you get tickets for Death Cab for Cutie from K-Rock. Death Cab for Cutie, Riptide, it is Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. You people screw up a lot at work. I love that. Taking your phone calls, and we'll talk to you on the air in a minute on the world-famous K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, and we are taking your phone calls on how you screwed up at work.
So I used to work at Michael's as a manager.
Okay.
And I did it on a register for $2,000. And instead of depositing it in the safe, I put it in my pocket and left it there and took it home.
On purpose?
On accident.
How do you, what? What are you supposed to do with the $2,000?
You're supposed to put it in the safe for the deposit. And I forgot, completely forgot. And my manager called me at 6 a.m. looking for it. And I said, it's in my vest. Let me bring it to you.
Oh, my God. Did you get fired or did she believe it was an accident?
No, she believed it was an accident. And I was a manager, so she didn't really care.
Nice. So the next weekend, you stole $4,000.
No, I didn't. I learned my lesson.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a story.
All right, let's hear it.
My first job out of high school, I was a server at an old person home. And the resident, one of the residents turned 99. And their family flew in. They brought this big, beautiful chocolate cake. We're putting it on this podium. All the servers are back there. I pick it up to take it outside. The cake just slides right off and lands smack on the floor.
Oh, my. The whole thing upside down?
this whole beautiful cake, and she had like a family of 20 people that just flew in outside.
What do you do in that case?
Oh my gosh, we had one little tiny backup cake just in the kitchen that we brought out instead.
You each get a tiny taste of this one. Oh my! Were they mad, or were they understand?
They understood. My boss had to go out there and explain the situation, but let's just say they remind me of that until my last day working there.
Oh, they should. They should have. Yeah, I hope they still call you and remind you of it.
Even my wife does too.
Excellent. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah. Okay. So I was working on. I was doing computer graphics on this Chrysler commercial a long time ago. And back when I was sending the graphics to videotape, and I worked all night long on this thing. And so they sent a messenger to come and pick up the tape, and I was exhausted, so I slapped the label on the tape, and I handed it to the guy.
All right, so you're doing graphics, and you're supposed to put it on a videotape, and you hand it to the messenger.
And then I got a call from Chrysler, and they said, instead of the graphics they were watching, I happened to put it on a copy of Howard Stern's Butt Bongo Fiesta.
You sent a tape of Howard Stern's Butt Bongo Fiesta.
And then, you know, we're going to play this in front of the entire Chrysler people. Believe it or not, you know, when they called me and they go, they just start laughing and they go, that was a joke, right? And I go, well, what are you talking about? For the Chrysler people, it was some midget spanking some naked lady. They ended up getting the real tape and paying me, but I didn't get fired, but I turned white.
You are lucky to stay employed. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I'm currently a teacher now, but before I had my own class, I subbed for a while, and I was subbing a three-day job in a first-grade class.
So you're substituting for a first-grade class?
About 5 minutes before the bell, the front office called and said that I needed to send a little boy straight to the office instead of to after-school daycare because his grandpa was going to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know, and I got all the rest of the first graders in line to walk them out to the gate so their parents could get them. And as we were walking up, all the kids decided to put their hands on the shoulders of the kids in front of them. So they all made like a little train, and the kid in the back decided to jump and knock everyone down so they all toppled like dominoes. And there was kids all over the floor. There was lots of tears, scraped knees, blood. And so I told the little boy, like, hey, you know, I got to deal with this. You go ahead and walk the 15 steps to the office. Grandpa will be waiting there for you while I sorted everything else out. Got all the other kids to their parents eventually with Band-Aids and all the stuff. Finally make it back to the classroom, and the front office is calling me and said, hey, what happened to the kid you were supposed to send up? He never made it.
Oh, no.
So we end up having to call the police and go, like, call a code Adam, had the police lock down the campus.
Oh, my God.
Spent 45 minutes looking for this kid, and it turned out that he was just sitting in a corner coloring for the entire 45 minutes, just waiting for someone to notice that he was there.
Oh, my God. Losing a kid is so much worse than money.
He was in the after-school program in some random corner, but it wasn't his usual classroom. He had decided to go with a different teacher who didn't notice he was there.
That 45 minutes must have seemed like 3 years to you.
I teach middle school, and I've never gone back down to first grade. So, yeah.
It ended your career with first graders.
Yeah, it changed the entire trajectory of my career.
Well, I think you're the winner then. You actually screwed up the most, so it changed your whole life.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
It's also my birthday.
It is your birthday. You got a pair of tickets to a private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Well done, I think.
I will take it. I will gladly take it.
Got one more chance. Sorry. You got one more chance to win tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. It's coming up at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.